Today's Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Chof Dalid Omid Aleph, and we're in the middle of Siman Yud Beis Sif Aleph. Yesterday we began talking about things that make the tzitzis puzzle, and we talked about if some of the strands were cut off, that a certain requirement is that a certain amount of the tzitzis have to be left. The first opinion that the Mechaber brought down was that you needed to have at least on every strand, enough left to tie Kedei Aniva, which we brought down from the Halacha Berurah, was about 4 centimeters left of the tzitzis hanging down after the knots and the windings, although we'll revisit this again as well today. Today the Mechaber starts off and brings down the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam that is a little bit more machmir. He says that you need to have of the 4 strands, again, when they're inserted into the hole, they become 8 strands. You need to have 2 of these 4 strands entirely complete. And not like yesterday where we brought down the opinion that as long as none of the strands were missing Kedei Aniva, it's still good. So all 4 of the strands could be cut off on one side, but still have enough left on the other side, Kedei Aniva, that's perfectly good. The Rabbeinu Tam insists that at least 2 of the strands be entirely complete. Dahainu arba roshim shall call echod meharoshim oruch yud begudolim. That each one of the 4 strands has to be at least 12 thumbs, again the 24 centimeters or so. Oz machshirim then shenisiku hashnei chutim acherim im nishtaya behem kedei aniva. Then, as long as you have originally all 4 having at least the 12 thumb lengths, so then if 2 of them are cut on one side, then you still have kedei aniva on these 2, and you have the other 2 that are fully intact. That is kosher. However, if 3 of them are cut and you don't have 2 that are fully intact, even though all 3 of them have the Kedei Aniva, which according to the first opinion would be perfectly good, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Pesulim, these are no good. In Sif Katan Ches, the Mishnah explains the sheet, and he says, Tamo, the reason for the Rabbeinu Tam, the Shnei Chutin, the 2 strands that have to be complete, Shehein Dalit, that are then folded over, become 4 have to be complete of the 8, Anunostim Bimkom Tcheles, Ushnei Chutin Shehein Dalit, Anunostim Kom Lovan. He says, because originally we had 2 strands that were Tcheles and 2 strands that were Lovan, that were regular white without Tcheles, which again folded over becomes 4 and 4. So he says, Tsarich al Koponim Shiat Min. You need to have at least 1 of the 2 species intact. Today, again, according to the poskim, that we don't have tchelis and all 4 are lavan. So then we can assume that the 2 that are intact are from the same species, so to say. They're both either the tchelis replacement or that they're the 2 lavan. And therefore, that's why the Rabbeinu Tam says you need to have a minimum of 2 that are totally intact. Back to the Mechaber. He then says, Umekach, therefore, Kishenechtichu shlosha roshim, if 3 of the strands are cut in some way, which makes it no good according to Rabbeinu Tam. He then says, Imlo dikdek. Now, the Mishnah will point out that this is lav dafka, and this language over here, if you weren't careful, goes actually on something else, so it won't make fully good sense if you just read it the way it sounds. Imlo dikdek be'es asiyas atzitzis. If you weren't careful at the time that you put the tzitzis together, shuni korim ho arbo roshim shmitzad echot shalakesha, that you didn't separate the 4 strands from the other 4 strands. In other words, when you folded them through the hole, that you kept them separate, so you have the 4 strands all together on one side with their corresponding 4 strands on the other side, and you kept them separate. Chayshinun, you have to be concerned if they intermingled and you didn't keep them separate. Chayshinun, shemo koroshu michut acher. You have to be concerned that each head is not from the same one. V'nimtzo she'en kan elochut echot sholem. And now you have to be concerned that with 3 of them torn, that it may actually not have 2 that are intact. You may only have 1 that is intact. Hilkach misveik apostle. And since you weren't careful, you have to be posseling such tzitzis. However, but if you know for certain that only 2 of them were cut off, and you have, as the Mishnah Berurah will point out, a significant enough length still Kedei Aniva, so you have 2 that are fully intact, and you have Kedei Aniva on the others, so therefore, machshirinon b'chdei Aniva. As long as you have the Kedei Aniva, the amount left to be able to tie a bow, so then it is kosher. The Mechaber paskins v'halocho kisvara rishona. Mihu hechod efshar tov lochosh lusvaras Rabbeinu Tam. So the Mechaber says, includes that we do paskin like the first opinion, that as long as you have kedei aniva on all of the 4 strands that are now 8, so then you're okay, and you can even make a bracha on it. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Yud Aleph poshut demutu levarich aleihem. However, we should try to be choshesh for the Rabbeinu Tam and make sure that we have at least 2 that are fully intact. In Siv Katan Test, the Mishnah Berurah explains that language of imlo dikdek is kosher. It's hard to understand. Deha kol shekenhu im dikdek. If you were careful, kemosha kosov b'hago acharkach, as the Rama is actually going to point this out. So the explanation is v'yesh lomar denokat lo dikdek. The reason the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber wrote lo dikdek is mishum sefer. It's for the end, the Messiah, that he'll conclude over there. Avolam lo nechtiku el shnei roshim. If you know for certain that only two of the strands were cut, and in other words, two are fully complete, and the two that were cut, the machshirinim b'chtei aniva, you have a significant enough length there to still make a bow. The zehu dafka below dikdek. That's only in the situation where you weren't careful. Avolam dikdek, and you know im nechtiku shnei roshim mitzad echad. And you know that you cut two separate strands, certainly kosher afilu lonishtai kedei aniva, then it would be good even if you don't have enough to tie the ends together, doha nishtai mikol echad rosh hasheni, because the other side is good. And as we paskin, if one side is missing something, as long as you have the other side kedei aniva, that is good. That's what we learned yesterday. And here you still will have two that are completely good, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that's good also. However, avolam nifsiku shnayim mishnei tzadim. But if you have one strand from the four cut, and then on the other side one strand from the four cut, v'lo nishtayi b'chadei aniva, and you don't have on both sides a guarantee that there is a kedei aniva psulin, then you have to be concerned that it's no good, because maybe the shemuchut echod, hey, maybe this is the same strand that is cut on one side and cut on the other side, and you don't have kedei aniva on that strand, and that would not be good according to the opinion that we brought down yesterday. And he adds to this in Sivkat and Yud, afilu im hayo hashir kedei aniva rak b'echad mihen. If you have the kedei aniva on one side of a strand, that is enough to make it good. In the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim explains why you're allowed to make a bracha, and he says the Prima Gadim and the Eishel Avram writes that mutul levarech alav, and so is the opinion of the Magen Avram. Not like the opinion of the Chayyadim, says you can't make a bracha on it. Now we go to the Ramah, who adds Hagah, the Noagim ki Rabbeinu Tam. He said, L'chadchila, we are Noag like the Rabbeinu Tam. Not that much different than the Mechaber, who said that you should try to be Noag like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramah says, we are Noag like the Rabbeinu Tam. Further, he adds, Vagah, the Koshekein, and certainly, im dikdek shiu nikorim ha'aba roshim shebetzad echad. If you are careful and you've separated the four from the original strands, so that when you tie them together, you have the four on one end and the four on the other end. The nifsiku shlosha roshim b'tzad echad, and you now have three on one side cut, so you certainly do not have two strands that are totally full. The puzzle, like the Rabbeinu Tam is concerned, das vade nifsiku shlosha chutin. In that situation, you definitely have three strands that are cut, and even though you have enough to tie an aniva, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's not adequate, and you need to have two fully intact. And the reverse, if you have them on the other side cut, so then you have to be concerned over here that you may have three strands cut as well, because there could be three different strands, and therefore it certainly would not be good. In the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim adds over here, the Ladas Rabbeinu Tam, afilu lo nifsiku hashlosha chutin, if you have the three strands that are cut only partially, rak niskatsu ba'ofen shein ba'arkun yudbez gudlin, that they're now less than the 12 gudlin, or the 24 or so centimeters, gam kein pasu b'chol huafonim, that the Rabbeinu Tam would say it's no good. The Chazon Ish in Dirshu Note 9 points out, im nisha b'roshe shnei hachutim tefach, but if you have at least a tefach left, which is half the distance of the ikur shir ha'anof, so then the tzitzis would be kosher. So he says, tzarech shnei tfachim, you're really supposed to have two tfachim, haynu shmona gudlum, which is four thumb lengths, two tfachim. However, mishum noy tzitzis, that's really a beautification of the tzitzis, and b'di'evid, as long as you have one tefach, which is four gudlim of anaf, of the strands hanging down, it would be kosher, even according to the Rabbeinu Tam. So, the bottom line is that l'chadchila, both Ashkenazim and Sfaradim over here, both the Ramah and the Rabbeinu and the Mechaber, hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. You should try to have all of the tzitzis ideally not cut. As we pointed out, there are those that are medaktik, that as soon as you have any tear in the tzitzis, you should try to replace them. But at least, halacha l'maisa, you should certainly have two of the strands fully intact. And then, if the other strands are cut, they should at least have kedei aniva, enough there left to be able to tie a bow, and that would be kosher. Se'if beis. Hechad tzarech kedei aniva. When we say that you need to have an amount left to tie a bow, umitoch shachutim ovim, ein yochol ovim, but you happen to be dealing with very thick strands, and on this type of thick strand, you can't tie the bow because the strands are too thick. Do we consider that as if you don't have a significant enough distance and it's no good? Or since on a normal size pair it would be good, and these have to be very thick strands, so we should still say it's good. So the Mechaber Paskins, Ilu Hoyodakim Hoyabhem Kedei Aniva is kosher. If on a normal size thickness of tzitzis, you would have the shear of Kedei Aniva, again about 4 centimeters, so then it's kosher, even if on this one you can't tie it because it's too thick. The Ramah adds, Hagah Umisharin B'chutin Benanim. How do we decide how much is considered an appropriate length? So it's based upon a normal sized tzitzis, average thickness tzitzis, and that's how we determine the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkat Yud Beis, because they are long enough, and it's only because these are thick that we can't actually tie a bow, but since they are long enough, it is kosher. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says, how do we define this Kedei Aniva? At what part of the tzitzis do we say there has to be enough left? So he says, L'Rashi, according to the opinion of Rashi, this is Min Ha'anuf. This is only on the part that is free, hanging down after all the windings and the knots. However, there's a more makel opinion of the Ri, Ulari, the Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Afilu Nechtach Kol Ha'anuf. Even if all the hanging down part has been cut off, and you have just the knots and the winding part left, V'lo Nishar Kedei Aniva Ela Min Ha'god deal. Only that part is still intact. The Ri is makel and says it's still kosher. The Mechaber Paskins Umino Ga'olam Kirashi. L'chatrila, we certainly should try to be like Rashi and make sure that is when we're determining the amount that's left that's not cut, it should be from the freestanding tzitzis after the chulyus and after the ksharim, after all the windings and the knot. However, Vehecha de lo efshar, under extenuating circumstances, which we'll define in a moment, yesh l'smoch al ri. One could rely on the opinion of the ri that as long as you have in the windings and the knots enough to tie a bow, then it would be acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah qualifies this and says in Sifkat Yud Gimel, you could wear such a beged, umutu lobosh habeged, and he brings down in Sif Aleph that we wrote, Hechel de Osha de Efshar, Tov Lachosh Lusfars Rabbeinu Tam, and that which we said that we should be concerned about the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, that's Perusho Hechel de Efshar Limtso Bekal Tzitzis Acherim. When are we choshish for this? When it's not extenuating circumstances, when you can easily find another pair of tzitzis. But, Aval Ein Tzorich Lachzor Acherim, you don't have to drive yourself nuts and look for them in Ein Mizumonim Lefonov, if they're not right there in front of you. Or alternatively, it's a situation, you find your tzitzis are cut off and you're now at the minyan. It's the last minyan of the day. You won't be able to go to any other minyan. If you start going to the store, looking around to make new pair of tzitzis, you're going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. So that also would be called extenuating circumstances when you can rely upon the more makel opinion. B'hacha kosev, and he writes, Hecha delo efshar, where it's impossible, Hainu b'mokum she'enim tzorim tzitzis klau, where there are no pair of tzitzis available, Yesh l'smoch al ri. One can rely upon the opinion of the ri. When we call makom, the Mishnah Berurah says, lo yivarech lo, but don't make a bracha. V'gam also lot says, mo b'shabbos l'shus harabim. And likewise, you can't go out in Shabbos into a public area, a true rishus harabim, because then you would be overcarrying, because if the tzitzis aren't really a kosher pair of tzitzis, and you're not really wearing them as a garment, you're wearing them for tzitzis, but you're not yotzei with tzitzis, so then it's a problem in terms of carrying. In such a situation, one can rely, even if you have part of the windings and the knot cut, as long as you have the minimal amount left, according to this makel opinion of the Ri. But of course, this can't be where the cut in the tzitzis was in between the hole and the first knot, or in the first windings. The shama filu l'ri possible in a Torah, because this is a requirement in the Torah, and now you've totally cut that off, so that certainly is no good. And certainly if the tzitzis are no good, you have to take off that garment. And it's not enough to say, well, I'm not walking dalet amos, so I'll just leave them on. That's no good either. The ain din dalet amos, the concept of don't walk dalet amos without tzitzis, is elo laholech bli tzitzis. That's to walk without a pair of tzitzis. That's mean the rabbanan not proper. But to wear the tzitzis, even though you're not walking, is also not proper if the tzitzis aren't kosher. Likewise, gam lo yisakin at tzitzis beod atalas olav. If you have to fix the tzitzis, don't do this while you're wearing the tzitzis, ela poshto umisakno. Take off the garment, take off the tzitzis, reflex them, re-go put the tzitzis back on correctly, and then put the garment on. And as it says in note 14, this situation, you would make another bracha. Tzarich lachzor v'lavarech. And if it's right away and immediately, since it's a new pair of tzitzis, you now have to make a new bracha. And this is really what the Mechaber meant when he writes, "Umina ga'olam k'Rashi." We follow Rashi's opinion, except the Hechadolov Shoyesh Lismoch Ri. We can only rely upon the Ri under these extenuating types of circumstances. The Halacha Brura points out that when you are relying upon this Mekel opinion of the Ri to allow the counting of the Kesher and the Chulyos to make up the Kedei Aniva shear, he says you undo all the knots and the Chulyos, you wind them in the minimal way possible so that you can have enough string left to Kedei Aniva, and in this way you'll be Yotze. He also brings down a more Makel opinion that we just mentioned, that even Bishas HaTchak, where you are using this, you could make a bracha, and you could go into the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos wearing such a pair. Yesh lo al mi shiyasmoch. You can rely upon certain opinions, and he brings down from the Sefer Pri Tzadik, bringing down in the name of the Maron HaChidah, the Birke Yosef, who brings down opinions that say one could rely in this Mekel situation to make a bracha and go out to the Rishus HaRabim with such pairs of tzitzis. This concludes today's shir.